Let the church say amen.
Amen.
What a precious thought that is. Salvation has been brought down for you and for I. For each and every one of us, we have an opportunity to gain salvation because it has already been delivered. We just need to accept it. This morning is good to see each and every one of you, and it's good to be here. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from Psalms 27 and verse number 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And Hebrews 10 and 36 says, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. This morning, for a little while, we're going to talk about, Lord, teach me to wait. Lord, teach me to wait. Let us go to God in prayer. O righteous God, O heavenly Father, we have been blessed once again. You have seen fit to lengthen out our lives and give us another opportunity to serve thee in spirit and in truth. We're so eternally grateful, Lord, for each and every blessing that you give us, because we understand you didn't have to give us any blessings, but you given us more than enough blessings. And you continue to bless us. And we pray that you will continue to bless us in the future as well. We pray this morning for this congregation. We pray for its leaders and their families. We pray for the membership and their families. We pray, Lord, that somebody may be still on their way. We pray for their safety and security in getting here. Father, we just thank you for so much, and there's so much to be thankful for. Lord, when we got up this morning, we came out of the land of sleep to the land of awakeness, and we're just so eternally proud and grateful, and we thank you, O Lord. Now, my Heavenly Father, I want to thank all those men who have had part in the services thus far, and we pray for those who shall come from this point on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Now, my Heavenly Father, be with us and bless us and keep us as we go through the remainder of these services. Watch over and keep us all in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. The one thing that I find as I get older, is that we all need patience. When we were younger, most of us were full of it. We could not wait on anything as we get older nowadays. It just seems like I never have enough of it. I speak of me personally, so I need to learn as much about it as I can. First, we need to understand what is patience. It means to stay calm under pressure. It means to wait for something. It means bearing our trials calmly and without complaining. It is enduring or holding out. We all need it. You need it. I need it because life is full of holding outs. So what do we do with? So why do we need this patience? And who do we need this patience with? We need patience, first of all, with God. We must learn to wait on the Lord, as the text says in Psalms 27 and 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. And then he says it again. He says, wait, I say, upon the Lord. Wait on the Lord. While many of us wait or hold out for everything else, we feel as though when we ask the Lord to renew, refresh, or lift our burdens, we expect it to happen as soon as we ask him. Some people pray and ask God for this, that, or the other. When it doesn't come, they think it should. They get upset. Sometimes the things we pray about has been years in the making, but we want it to be fixed as soon as we ask God. when we are done wrong by others, we need to have patience enough to let God handle the matter. For his word warned us in Romans 12 and verse number 19, avenge not yourself, but rather give place. Wrath, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Repay, I will repay, saith the Lord. In other words, don't try to exact vengeance. Be patient and leave it up to God. I know you still remember something that took place 25 years ago and you're still mad at somebody. You still want to get even. You said to yourself back then, I'm going to get him or her for that. And you call yourself a Christian. Well, the Bible says, wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Verse 20 of that same chapter tells us to feed our inner, in Romans 12 and 19, and then verse 20 tells us to feed our enemy, give him drink if he be thirsty. In short, smother him with kindness. This is what patience is all about. God always knows best. He knows when the time is right, and we need to understand that our timing and his timing do not always coincide. One thing we can be sure of, though, is that he is never late. We just need to wait on him, ask him to give us the patience we need to learn to accept and wait on him. Learn to accept that God's delays does not mean it's a denial. Be patient with the Lord. Watch and wait, in other words. Then we need patience with others. Oh, this is a big area here. Our text tells us that we have a need of patience in Hebrews 10:36. Many of us can't find enough patience to forgive others. This is because many of us do not follow 1 John chapter 3 and verse 23, where it tells us to love one another as Christ commanded us. Far too many of us condemn others, but we've got to learn to have patience. Watch Romans 2 and verse number 1. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whatso thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest does the same thing. Don't judge me when you are guilty of the same thing yourself. When you tell on me, make sure you include yourself as well. You can't tell on me and not include yourself if you expect some kind of answer or some kind of action to take place. The right thing for us to do is to pray for others. Have patience with others and allow God to deal with them and let him work. Let him work out his will in their lives. God knows how to fix us much better than we can fix ourselves. In the second part of the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, and verse number 7, the Bible says, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. See, you can't see me inside. You don't know what's going on in my heart. You can only see me on the outside, and maybe I look ugly to you and you think that means that I'm an ugly person in my ways. But God sees me on the inside and he knows my heart much better than you do. God can see man for what's in his heart, but we can't. Before you judge one, take a look at yourself first. When one needs help, we can help him out by prayer, by training through the word of God, or by referring him to someone else who may be able to help. Most of all, ask God to grant you the patience to first deal with the situation. You know, sometimes I think back when I was younger and I had all of that patience. And I remember sometimes I was willing to wait forever for something. But now, I can't wait anymore. My patience is short. I figure my time is short, so I don't have the patience. But we've got to learn, because the Bible says we are in need of patience. In Hebrews 10 and 36, it teaches us that we need patience. And patience is something that most of us are standing in the need of. We stand in the need of patience in our daily lives. We stand in the need of patience because we have to wait for things, because waiting is a part of life, church. Waiting, we must wait. When we were first born, we had to wait until we lived through our infancy, then through our childhood, then through our young lives, and then through our teenage years, and finally on up to our adult lives. When you want something, you've got to learn that the world is full of waiting time. But you got to ask the Lord to wait, to give you the patience and the strength to wait. When one does not have patience with others, he is not following God's word. But we also need patience with ourselves. Now, this is an area where much is needed also. For the text lets us know that we have this need of patience. When a person has a need of something, they usually want it right away. But the word of God tells us to wait on the Lord in Psalms 27 and 14. Be of good courage, and he shall, not you, but he shall strengthen thine heart. Then the verse repeats itself. It says, wait, I say, wait on the Lord. We need the Lord's help in order to bear our burdens. By his strengthening, we will be able to sustain our hearts, strengthen our spirits. We wait on him through faith and through prayer. We have been told that we have a need of patience. Patience is what we need to allow the Lord through his word to show and teach us. Oh yes, we are all in need of patience. In Romans 8:25, the Bible says, but if we hope for that we see not them, then do we with patience wait? In other words, we're waiting on God, so let's learn to wait on one another as well. We need to just trust in the Lord and have faith so that he shall do what he said he will do. But we must wait with patience. So somebody said, well, if I get all this patience, what can I do, or what will it do for me if I get all this patience? Well, that's a good question. But let me tell you what the Bible answers that with in Isaiah 40 and verse number 31. I bet it's a familiar verse with you. They say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lord, teach me to wait. This is what Christians everywhere should be asking, so that we can wait with patience. For he can do what he did for others, he can do for us. His word tells us that we will renew our strength. We will run and not be tired. Isn't that a wonderful thought, church? How far can you run at your age right now? I bet most of us wouldn't make it too far, much farther than the back door out there, back there. And then you'd be out of breath. But the Bible says, wait on the Lord. Now, I've watched over the years, I've watched some of the people who, and I'm not advocating that they were Christians, but I've watched some people who live healthy and eat healthy, but they still die. So you can't trust in what man says. You've got to understand what the Lord God says. I know they tell us to eat healthy foods. Eat our vegetables. Don't eat too much sugar. Don't eat too much sweet. Don't too many sweets. But then, when it all boils down, one day we're all going to leave here. And it doesn't make any difference what you were eating. Because once we get older, and we don't even have to get older these days, let me rephrase that, in order to be gone. There's so many young people dying these days that it's horrible. Each and every day you hear another statistics report about how many people were shot this weekend. And I speak of here in this city. I'm not speaking worldwide. I'm just speaking here right now. You listen and you hear how many people have been shot and how many of those people have died. But I tell you something. When we go out in the street today, before you leave home, you ask God to guide you, guard you and guide you and keep you while you're out and about. That's the only thing that'll get you through. God can work it out for you. Then we need to be patient and wait on others. Everyone doesn't move at the pace that we think they should. Most of us are lacking in this area, especially we need to remember it's not about how they treat me. Instead, it's about how I treat them. If I can't find the patience to wait on myself, how can I have patience to wait on others? The answer is simple. Ask the Lord to teach you. Ask the Lord to teach you through His will and His word how to be patient. Now, once again, in verse number 36 of Hebrews chapter 10, the Bible says, "For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise." Verse number 37, "For yet in a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry." Jesus is coming back, church, but we must wait on him. We can't rush his coming. And I know I've told you this before, but every time I decide that I'm going to take a trip and I fly on an airplane, the first thing I do when I go into that airplane is I peep around to see who's driving me. You see, I need to see who I'm riding with. For I need to give prayer for him. I've given prayer for me already, but I need to pray for him that he drives this aircraft safely. See, because once I'm up off the ground, I can't help myself. I can't open the window and jump out. I can't open the door and walk out, certainly. So I've got to rely on this person that's driving this airplane to get me back down. And I ask God to guide him that he may get me back down on the ground again. Oh, I have patience, but I need a little help with my patience, Lord. Lord, when things begin to happen in our lives, things don't always go the way that we think they should. And I say to you this morning, we've got to wait on the Lord that he might renew our strength. The strength to wait. The strength to hold on. The strength to endure. The strength to wait until God is ready to move me. And then again, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. When I think about it, when I used to have all the patience and the time in the world to wait, I still got impatient, but it wasn't as short as it is now. You know, I love my grandkids, but you know where I'm going with this. I want to be able to request their presence. I don't want them to be dumped on me. I want them to be able to come, stay for a little while, and then go home. That's patience that I need. I need patience with my own kids. All my kids are grown, and they've got children, all except one. I don't think he'll ever have kids. But they've got kids of their own, so I'd rather for them to deal with them than for me to have to deal with them. That's why I need patience. But then, When I think about it a little further, I consider the fact that God has been so patient with me. And I bet he's been patient with you too. And I ask you this question, and I'll rephrase this question to me as well. Are you being patient with him? Are you waiting on him? I know in essence you can't do anything but wait, but you've got to learn to wait and accept and not rush things. I thank God this morning for showing me this new day in my life. You see, when I went to bed and slept on last night, I was hoping that I would get up, but I didn't know if I was going to get up. I didn't foresee me getting up until the morning light broke. I looked out the window through the shades in the window, and I saw daylight, and I said, well, I got a brand new day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you brought me through the darkness of my sleeping and my slumbering, that you held me through until this new day. Thank you, Lord. I waited on you, Lord, and I was patient enough that I didn't have a choice but to wait, but I was patient enough to wait until you say it's time to get up. Thank you, Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And some folk don't mind waiting, but they get an attitude when they have to wait too long. They get an attitude, and then they become mad at you. They become mad at me. They're mad at everybody. Simply because they're going through a situation that they need worked out. Well, you help them if you can. You pray for them. Explain to them that the Lord says, wait on him. Be of good courage and wait on him. Be of good courage and wait on him. Wait on the Lord. I say wait on God. When I awaken in the morning, and I do see that bright burst of sunlight or daylight in the air, whether it's sunlight or it's a gray day, I just be thankful, so thankful to see it. And I thank God. Now, when you first wake up, you ought to just say, thank you, Lord. You don't have to say very much more, but just thank you, Lord, for bringing me into this new day. Thank you, Lord, for giving unto me, because when you went to sleep last night, as I said, you didn't know if you were going to wake up or not. But thank God that God gives us the ability to learn from his word, to be patient and wait on him, wait on others. Because you know something? Somebody has to wait on you, or had to wait on you, or shall have to wait on you at some point in your life. When people don't move the way you think they ought to move, ask God to give you patience that you can wait. When people don't do things as fast as you think, ask God to give you the patience to bear it out. When you get in line at the grocery store and somebody in front of you, or two or three people in front of you, usually it's a lady, but it might be a man, has 25 coupons. And they got to sort them all out and give them to the cashier. And the cashier has to ring each item back and subtract this out. You've got to learn to wait. And I don't have a problem with people using coupons, because I will and I do and I will and I shall continue. But you know something? It just seems like you ought to be able to buy just one or two items and not buy your whole monthly grocery supply with all these coupons. You see, that's where patience come in. I need to learn to wait. I need to accept the fact that this person didn't come to the store for me. This person came to the store of their own free will and for their family, not for me and my family. So we've got to learn to wait and be patient. When I go down to Secretary of State's office, oh, and you're talking about a line. There's usually a line there. All I want to do is get up there and get this piece of paper that says I can get my new license plate sticker. They cost too much, but that's another story. I want to just get up there, and then when I get this form, then I got to go get in another line and wait a little while longer to pay for it. But I've learned to be patient, because I can't do anything else but be patient with them. When I go and buy something other than in the grocery store, I must learn to be patient. For God is not through with any of us yet. So we must learn to wait. Now I say this morning, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And then in Hebrews 10:36, once again, it says, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Verse 37 once again says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Think about it, church. How many times have you lost your temper because you didn't want to wait? How many times have you lost your cool, shall we say, because you didn't want to wait? How many times when you realize after you've left someplace, you realize to yourself, I could have handled that a little differently. I could have waited a little longer. I could have been more patient. Because sometimes that person that I'm waiting on is myself. And I've got to learn to accept that others need time too. So I ask you this morning, are you waiting? Do you have the patience? Are you in need of patience? I bet you are. I bet all of us in here could stand and have a little bit more patience. Somewhere in you is lacking something. Something in you, somewhere inside of you is telling you, you don't have to wait. But I'm telling you, the Bible says you wait on the Lord. And he will be of good courage, and he will renew their strength. The Bible says we need patience. And the Bible doesn't lie. The Word of God is the honest and unadulterated truth. So I ask you this morning, when it comes down to your life, are you as patient with others as you should be? Are you as patient with yourself as you should be? And most importantly of all, we must learn to be patient with God. God is going to fix all of us someday. And I know that sometimes we get sick. And we say, Lord, why did this happen to me? Why I got to be sick, Lord? Why, oh Lord, do you have to make me suffer? Well, sometimes it's not God's fault, it's our own fault. We eat what we don't supposed to eat. We drink certainly what we don't supposed to drink. And we just follow it up, and it just goes downhill from there. But I'll tell you one thing. We've got to learn to be patient and wait upon the Lord. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. If you don't have the patience, you don't have the courage, you don't have the spirit to wait, ask the Lord to teach it to you in through prayer, and go to the Bible and find your answers. You know, the Bible can answer everything. Everything that we deal with, the Bible has an answer for it. Because there's nothing new under the sun. So if you want to become a member of the Lord's body, the Lord's church, this is the church. This is the one church that the Bible speaks of. It speaks of it in Romans 16:16, where salute you one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. It speaks of the church in Matthew 16:18, where Jesus proclaimed it's his building of the church. Upon this rock I will build my church. and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is the right spot, but you got to do a couple of things. You got to come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. But if you've taken those steps a long time ago, and some of us may not remember how long ago, but if you've taken those steps and you feel as though you've walked astray, you need to come back, ask the Lord to forgive you, ask the church to pray for you. And like I always like to tell you, never be ashamed to stand up here and face the audience and let them know you need prayer, you need help. You don't have to say what you are guilty of or what you are in need of help with, but just face the audience and just say, I'm in need of your prayers and your support. And the church will pray for you, and somebody in the church will pray for you and get the prayer through, I'm sure of that. Amen. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So if this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation, you have that option to come forward.